Tehillim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, HaKonim HaYotim Min HaAris, if reeds are sticking out of the Aris, meaning, so they're part of the Aris, so we know that the Aris was made of reeds, and Aris, so it has these reeds that are interwoven, this platform, and two of these reeds are sticking out, and the Mishnah says, V'chos Aleihem L'faskon, and he's concerned about them, and he has his mind on them not to cut them off, and not because he wants to have these two or few reeds that are sticking out. There's a picture below, but not because he wants them to stick out and support the vines, but rather for some other reason, whether, like the Rambam says, because it's structural support for the rest of the aris, or you could just learn stam that he eventually wants to use these two reeds that are sticking out for something else. But the point is, it's not used to support the vine. Kenegdan mutter. So if he plants underneath these two reeds, it's not considered as part of the aris, which you're normally not allowed to plant under. And therefore, since there are no vines that are planted on top of these two reeds or few reeds, it's mutter to plant under. However, a son kadesh yahalich alein hachadosh aser. But if these two reeds or few reeds are sticking out, not just stam for some other reason, but because he actually wants to eventually have the vines, when they start growing and sprouting, that the sprouts should go on these few reeds. I drew a picture below. Aser. Then it's aser. Because there it's treated like the aris itself. And because it's now treated like the aris itself, the aris we know is aser to plant underneath.